Are you interested in starting your own cash PT practice? Maybe a little side hustle practice right now because you're bored with what you do at work and you're seeing massive volumes of patients. I found the most success by going this route through a practice in a gym. And this is why I started the Gym PT Blueprint. The Gym PT Blueprint is really a program that shows you exactly how to be successful in the cash model, whether it's a side practice or you're diving head first like I did. This shows you exactly how to set your finances up correctly, how to set your practice up correctly, how to sell things, how to market yourself, and how to really convey your unique value to other people so that they'll want to pay you for it. If you are struggling to figure out how to set your practice up correctly, or if you're in practice and you're not making at least five figures a month at this point, you really should check out the Gym PT Blueprint. Head over to drdannymattei.com/products. That's drdannymattei.com/products to take a look at the Gym PT Blueprint and see how this program can help you become successful. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Mattei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And it's Thursday, dropping a little short nugget of knowledge on you guys today. And I want to talk a little bit about patients and the type of patients that you're seeing and where they're coming from. And you may be sitting on a gold mine of revenue and you're not utilizing it. So here's what I mean by that. One of the things that I get a lot with the people that we consult with is the idea that they just need to get more new patients, right? So like, I just got to get more new patients. Now, if you're a brand new clinic, you need to work on getting patients, sure. Because you may not have any new patients that you've seen along the way. But when I work with clinics that have been in business for a while, and even 6 to 12 months, one of the things that is interesting is that I feel like the biggest thing that they want to focus on is new patient volume. And not necessarily which ones of those patients are the most beneficial for the business, the most enjoyable for them to work with, and then figure out where those people are coming from. So here's what I mean by that. So last month in May, okay, it's June now, lost track of my months. In May, so we had 41 new patients for our practice, and about 25 of those came from referrals from people that we've already seen, so word of mouth referrals, or referrals from local business friends and contacts that we have. So not search related, didn't call us, not you know, some sort of like social media content related, not filled out a contact request form or something like that. So we tracked, you know, maybe about 60% of the people that we saw back to word of mouth referrals in some capacity. Okay. And I think that this idea of word of mouth referrals is, it's not as sexy to people as, oh, you know, I can put up this pixel and I can track somebody and follow them around the internet with a retargeting message and a slick Facebook ad to drive them to a deal or something like that. Like that stuff's all fine and good. Don't get me wrong. We definitely utilize digital marketing. But here's what I want you to think about. Of the people that you're seeing, you know, who are the most ideal people and that you've seen in, let's say, the last 2 months, and where did they come from? Because when we look at this, and we just talked about this yesterday at our staff meeting, when we look at this, those people that we would want 100 more of, 90% of them are from word of mouth referrals. They're from somebody that we already know and that already likes us, has already worked with us, sending us somebody else that they really like. Like, for instance, we had somebody that had a concussion, came in to see one of our PTs. On the way out, literally, calls a friend of his whose daughter had a concussion from volleyball, and it's like, hey, you got to come see these guys. Like, they've deal with some higher level sports injuries. Like, they know exactly, you know, what you need to be working on. His daughter comes in to see us today. So this was within a couple days, send somebody to see us. Now, what's nice about these people versus folks that reach us more kind of like organically on a digital platform, it's a couple things. Number one, they're way less price sensitive because their friend is telling them, yeah, no, trust me, they're out of network insurance, but it's totally worth it, right? So when you get somebody that tells you that you trust, and not us because we own the business, it's totally different level of trust associated with that. The other thing is they're more likely to want to complete a plan of care with us in terms of consistency because they know they've been vetted. We've been vetted by a third party person that they trust more so than just a Google review. And I can tell you, when we look at our percentages of visits per patient, the ones that we have that are kind of like one and done, you know, which isn't a huge percentage of what we see, but I mean, it still occurs. It is always somebody that has found us via digital marketing or social media, you know, something like that. Because it's just the trust factor is not the same. So here's what I'm getting at with this. I'm not bagging on digital marketing. I think it's important. It drives probably 40% of our business in some capacity. But, you know, don't neglect the fact that some of this old school kind of guerrilla marketing, referral-based marketing, workshops, these things that are local, man, those are effective. And for each person you're getting from something like that, especially when it's coming from somebody you've already seen, they're much more likely to be a better long-term client of yours and also send you more people like them. And in a local business, you have to establish local relationships. Now, the other thing is when you look at the people that you have seen, in many cases, we view previously seen patients that aren't working with us anymore. Maybe we've gotten them to wherever the point is that they need to be, and they're back to whatever activity, essentially discharge them. Those people are hugely valuable to you and your business. And, you know, this is what we call reactivation of past clients. This is really common in pretty much any business. And PT, you know, we forget that These folks, maybe they've got something else going on. When's the last time you reached out to them? When's the last time that you had something relevant to share with them? You know, when's the last time that you had a call to action for them to come back in for something in particular? And, you know, I was, when I first kind of learned about this, it was with a marketing company that we had hired, and it didn't go very well, except for this, I think, this one concept that we learned from them, which is probably worth it. And it was the idea that, you know, you should really be aware of your past clients and doing things to try to reactivate them because they've already spent money with you, they already trust you, they've already had a good experience with you, and they're very much more likely to want to come back in if prompted. And sometimes, look, they just forget. People get busy, and you know, and I mean, that's as simple as it is. So for us, one thing that we do every year, which has been just incredibly beneficial for us, was something that we had basically used this marketing company to help us put together, was this idea of a reactivation campaign that we do once a year. And what it is basically, we offer people a slight discount on a package, like a bigger package. In this case, we also have like a continuity program, which is basically like a monthly visit at this point to kind of wellness base for us to look at their programming and look at movement patterns and talk to them about nutrition and how their sleep is going. And it's more about like accountability. But these big packages, we give people a slight discount, an extra visit, something like that. But we have scarcity involved. It's a shorter period of time. You know, we have bonuses that we'll add in. Maybe we add in like blood flow restriction training visits or something like that. I forget what we did the first year. I think it was just a set of tune-up balls, actually. And what's cool about this is the more people you see, the more people you'll be able to reactivate, especially if you do it the right way. And when I say you're sitting on a lot of potential revenue, I really mean it. Like last year, when we did this, and we do this every year now, last year when we did this, the reactivation campaign that we did, it was a 5-day campaign. You know, it generated, at the time, within those 5 days, over $40,000 for us. And over the course of the year, with the people that decided to do these monthly kind of wellness visits, it was closer to $65,000. And we didn't reach out to a single person that we hadn't already seen. So the cost to acquire those people was basically nothing but some of our time. We didn't spend any ad spend. You know, we didn't have any front-end offers that were trying to drive people up our value ladder or anything like that. It was, hey, we know that, you know, you've enjoyed working with us. Here's an opportunity for you to get a discount on a package. This happens once a year. You know, you got 5 days for this, whatever. And then we reactivated quite a few of our old patients that came back to see us for things that were going on, or they decided they wanted to do a little bit of wellness work, you know, and do some kind of more performance-based stuff. So don't forget about the people that you have already worked with, because it's easy to forget about them, but I'm telling you, they are your best customer. Keep those suckers happy. Give them a reason to come in and see you. And ask those people to send you more people like them. Because, I mean, that right there will drive your business. If you do that right, if you do, you know, kind of referral-based marketing, asking the right people to send folks your way, and you give them an opportunity to come back in for a specific reason and you can reactivate them, I mean, that can be the difference between you know, a mildly profitable, decent business and a very profitable business that they can hire and scale and grow, and that you can actually build a business around and not necessarily just create a job for yourself as a single PT the rest of your life.
Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thanks so much for listening to this podcast. If you're one of the people that's already headed over to iTunes and left me a review, I really appreciate it. There's been over 50 iTunes reviews, and all of them being 5 stars, that have been left on this podcast since we started in August. That's awesome. And I read every single review. I take every little piece of advice that you give me in there, any criticism, any positive feedback that you have, I read all of it. And it's amazing to see that we're even getting reviews internationally at this point. So if you're one of the people that's reviewed the podcast, thanks so much. If you're an active listener of this podcast, I highly, highly encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and go to iTunes and leave me a short review. I'd love to hear what you have to say, and it really does help me get this information in front of more people. So guys, thanks again for your time, and keep listening.